something that you do all the time without having the screen.
Yes.
Just that your personality should come across and then you can get away with a lot of things.
Depends on your personality, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the conversation about whether you need to bring everything together.
Cool.
Just being reminded of how diverse the art is. Mm-hmm.
Is interesting that personality is key, and having a purely creative message doesn't necessarily work.
I really love the conversations that I've had about social media as an art medium in its own right and exploring that.
Well, I've met some great people. You're great. one of the lines I'm going to come away with today is be prepared to have the same conversation online as you would do offline.
I did find out something about Foursquare Chancellor, so I'll now go and find out a bit more myself, and I won't be so critical of people telling me where they are and what they're doing.
A really interesting event, and I've got a few more people in here to be following. Put you all in.
Whilst not going to limit myself, I'm going to choose what media I put things out on. But ultimately to remember whilst I'm doing it that this kind of like culminates in the physical world, like that phrase. Ultimately it's in reality as well.
Yeah. I'm just struck by how much human beings like conversation, really. And that's what we're talking about in the end.
Thank you, my social media's just ringing as
a... I'm at Room Man, I've yet to write up there, but I'm going to do a blog to say what I thought, so please
cool.
Have a look.
It's just been a nice sort of conversation with everybody. It was more than 140 characters.
Proper sentences and everything. Foot stops and
work. That works.
I'm excited about making artworks that use social media as a medium and seeing where that leads.
I've learnt a lot about searches and blogs and social media today. And it's been great to have lots of conversations about Twitter.
This is the second one of this open space things I've been to in a fortnight, and I'm struck again how fascinating it is that the Twitter culture of sharing and conversing is now translating into the real world environment. I just think it's great, so I found it fascinating.
Blended social media, we could call it, couldn't we?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Real life Twitter.
Just to reiterate, I really enjoyed the conversation today, and it's great to have a real world social event, and I don't think I would have had a lot of these conversations online, which has made me rethink actually what kind of conversations I do have online. So,
cool.
Be very positive.
I've really enjoyed it today, had some good conversations, and I think the potential for social network media is about conversation, but nothing beats being in a room with people, really.
Shivering together.
I just want to say thanks to everybody for coming actually, because people have made great trips to get here, and that's been really special. I think that sounds a bit cost, but that people have made the effort to come to Leeds to be part of this. So thanks to everybody who come and be part of this.
I think I've got a bit of information overload, if I'm going to digest it and see if I can feed into it.
And meeting people that are so enthusiastic, particularly about Twitter, has made me think I'll try harder and see if I can get it to work for me. What Gillian said, I can start coming to something like this, I can see a bit more how that online world, which I sometimes find a bit sort of cold or disconnected feeling, does connect in with meeting people as well and the two can interact.
Some of my points, it's just good to see you. Twitter stuff, Facebook stuff, social media stuff, actually being used in the real world and seeing how that can develop.
It's wonders behind it.
I'm going to echo Amelia in Let's Try Harder about everything.
A life maxim.
All